This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of July 20th. Last week, I thought I was seeing a repeat of old news when I read that the Trump administration was imposing a 25% tariff on most imports from Brazil. There is concern in ag circles that this move will revive another trade war that could ensnare many other countries around the world as the administration reworks its tariff policies. The new tariffs announced late on Wednesday could impact trade with countries like India, China, Japan, South Korea, and the European Union. Apparently, Trump wants to see if he can find a workaround for the tariffs that the U.S. Supreme Court struck down in February of this year. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said that the U.S. decision was without any justification. While tariffs are muddying the waters, the American Farm Bureau Federation is projecting that the U.S. major row crop farmers will face over $31 billion in economic losses in 2026, leading to consecutive years of negative returns. The Federation is also projecting that corn losses will increase from $131 per acre in 2026 to $167 per acre in 2027. Soybean losses are projected to increase from $80 per acre to $138 per acre. Wheat losses will go from $114 per acre to $145 per acre. And cotton losses will go from $340 per acre to $406 per acre. They're also projecting that rice, sorghum, oats, barley, and peanuts will remain below break-even returns. But conventional crop farmers aren't the only ones that are facing tough sledding ahead. The Farm Bureau reports that specialty crop growers suffered over $7 billion in losses in 2025 on six representative specialty crops that include almonds, apples, blueberries, lettuce, potatoes, and strawberries. While these crops account for only about one quarter of specialty crop receipts available in 2026, market data indicates that conditions for specialty crop producers haven't improved so far this year, and that these crops account for only about one quarter of total specialty crop receipts. In a letter to Congress, Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall pointed out that every farm that is lost takes with it generations of knowledge, community leadership, and the heartbeat of local economies. He also contends that as farms disappear, American food security is put at greater risk. He also called for a new modernized farm bill, the protection of interstate commerce, the risk management coverage for specialty crop farmers, and policies directed for year-round E15 auto fuel that can help to improve corn demand and reduce the risk of more farm closures. The USDA's Conservation Reserve Program, usually referred to as CRP, was established in 1985 to help prevent erosion of cropland, and according to the USDA, by 1990, 33 million acres had been enrolled. It peaked at more than 36 million acres in 2007, but it's declined since 2021. Goals for the program include reducing soil erosion, improving water quality and wildlife habitats. The only time the ground in CRP can be used is for emergency haying and grazing due to drought. Now there are state cattle organizations that are calling for making CRP land available for grazing to provide a grazing that will allow producers to expand the U.S. beef cattle herd and help to bring beef prices down for consumers, while also providing producers with a much-needed feed for their cattle herds. Current events brings this Will Rogers quote to mind. A politician is just like a pickpocket. It's almost impossible to get one to reform. Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.